to refresh my memory.
I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Mottville Planning and Zoning Commission for August 27th. If you are able, please rise to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, could you please do the roll call?
Okay. Commissioner Summers?
Present.
Commissioner Kobluk? Commissioner Pohl?
Present.
Commissioner Desjardins, I am here. Chairperson Lundy?
Here.
Commissioner Pike, Vice Chairman?
Here.
Commissioner Estelle?
Here.
Commissioner Estelle?
Here again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're one here. More time.
And Commissioner Pike? Commissioner Lunkton?
Here.
And where's the other guy?
Commissioner Tate's family relocated, and so he had to resign. Right.
So only one person absent.
No.
Who? Oh, yeah. I got him already.
Okay. Thank you. Item four is additions or changes to the agenda. I do have one change for this evening. I would like to remove item 14, the executive session. Anybody second
that? I'll make
that?
The motion to, yes.
Okay.
Move executive session number 14.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, so we will remove item 14. Any other additions or changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the July 23rd, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
Nice. So move.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Abstain.
Okay. One abstention from Commissioner Estelle. Item six on the agenda is remarks from the public not relating to items on the public agenda. I'll just remind the public that the reason we have items not related to items on the agenda is because that would require a public hearing. So if you have something unrelated to the items that are already on the agenda, now is the time to come forward and make comment.
Good evening, Madam Chairwoman and Commission members. My name is John Chase. Certainly, you probably remember me from last month, and I've appeared before you professionally on a very rare basis before that on several occasions over the last few years. I have indicated to you during the course of one of the matters that I was appearing on that I am a land use attorney, and I've done this sort of work for a while professionally, having appeared in other towns throughout the area, and also in the course of my practice having occasion to represent commissions and towns in the course of municipal legal practice. It's always more pleasurable, but sometimes less confrontational situation when I'm simply providing advice to a commission as to how to proceed and how to conduct themselves properly in accordance with accepted and lawful meeting procedures and so on. But in any case, I would certainly, from time to time, when the opportunity presents itself, I have enjoyed expressing thoughts and knowledge to folks I deal with professionally concerning matters of interest to the procedure of commissions such as yours. And, you know, as I've indicated, have worked with commissions such as yours in the past. I know that you are all volunteers, and you impress me highly with your dedication and service to the town. My experiences here are always, I think, very much more cordial and professional than they have been in some other towns, depending on the nature of the matters that I've been there for. But one of the things that is universally true, and I will offer this, realizing that unsolicited advice is often worth just that, but I would advise this commission going forward in matters in which it proceeds with, you know, now and in the future, to pay a special attention to the subject of notice, not just published public notice, and as we, you know, usually express that term to mean, but when it comes to your agendas and things like that. And to be very careful of the placement of items on your agenda. For example, if something is to be, if a public hearing is to take place, then it's appropriate to list those items under public hearings on your agenda. If one is not to take place, it's perhaps appropriate to list those items elsewhere, as the case may be. It becomes an issue of public notice, an issue of public perception. I would, you know, defer to the chair in respect to anything of that nature on the present agenda, but only offer that as a bit of unsolicited and general advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item 7, which is discussion and decision. We had a public hearing during the last meeting. Now we're on, the public hearing was closed. We'll move on to discussion and decision of 24 sub 2 Black Ash Estates, 970 Old Colchester Road. Parcel ID 037-001-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. The owner applicant is Patchogue Capital LLC for a proposed 13-lot re-subdivision. The application was submitted on March 28th, received April 23rd. A public hearing was opened on May 28th and continued to July 23rd with a 30-day extension granted. The public hearing was also closed on July 23rd, and a decision is required by September 26th. Is there anything in addition to what we've heard at previous meetings that should be brought up this evening, Meredith?
No, there's not.
Okay. So I will, I believe there's a draft motion. And noted for the record that this is the same staff report as the previous meeting.
Staff report that was entered into the record at the public hearing on July 23rd, 2024.
Thank you. Okay. Would anyone like to make the motion and read it into the record?
Madam Chair, can we read the conditions before we discuss this?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
with the notification.
Do you have another copy of the?
We have to have a motion and then we can do discussion.
I just read Sarah's. Thanks. Yeah, I just need a copy of it.
Yep, just another minute for everyone to finish reading the suggested motion. And then if you'd like to read it into the record and make it, feel free.
I believe it would be helpful for the public that's here since they don't have a copy of the staff report.
So I'll read it into the record. The conditions with the suggested motion for favorable approval are as follows. Conditions prior to endorsement of final plans. One, licensed land surveyor, LS, shall certify proposed iron pins and monuments as set prior to endorsement of final plans. Two, per SR section 3.9 GIS, digital data shall be provided to the Land Use Department prior to endorsement of the final subdivision plan. Three, certificate of title or title policy for the road widening strips and conservation easements shall be approved by the town attorney. Four, all plans submitted for signature shall bear the seal and live signature of the appropriate professional or professionals responsible for the preparation of the plans. General conditions. Five, approved warranty deeds, conservation easements, declaration of drainage easement and rights to drain for lots 5, 6, and 7, and declaration of joint driveway easement and maintenance agreement for lots 1 and 3, lots 5 and 7, lots 9 and 10, and lots 11, 12, and 13 shall be filed on the land records with the final endorsed Mylars. 6. Three sets of paper plans along with Mylars that include any required revisions incorporated shall be submitted to the Land Use Department for signature of the Commission. Conditions prior to issuance for zoning permit for individual lot development. 7. Conservation easement placards shall be placed by LS on each lot. 8. Wetland placards shall be placed by LS at 50 feet URA on each lot. 9. Clearing limits shall be staked out by LS on all lots. 10. Silt fence shall be staked out by LS on lots 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, 11, and 13 in areas that are in close proximity to URA and or property lines. 11. The location of the rain garden on lot 5 shall be staked out by LS. 12. Proposed stone wall on lot 11 and 12 shall be staked out by LS. 13. Any required certificates and or approvals from state or federal agencies, i.e. CTDOT, DEEP, Army Corps of Engineers, shall be obtained by the applicant and submitted to the Land Use and Development Office. Any changes to the plans required by such entities may require a plan modification from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Is there a motion for approval?
I'll second the motion.
Would you like to make the motion?
I thought you made the motion.
I did not. I just read it into the record.
Okay.
But just the conditions.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Yep. Just to be clear, the motion is to approve with conditions application 24 sub 2 for 13 lot re-subdivision of 970 Old Colchester Road, parcel ID 037-001-000, in that the application, supporting documents, and a plan set entitled Black Ash Estates Re-Subdivision, Land Now or Formerly Patchogue Capital, LLC, Black Ash Road and Old Colchester Road, Montville, Connecticut, dated 8/22/2023, revised 7/22/2024, comply with all applicable sections of the Montville zoning regulations and subdivision regulations, including the conditions that I had previously read into the record. Commissioner Pike, is that correct for your motion?
Yes.
Okay. And Commissioner Longton, still second?
Yes.
Okay. We'll open it up for discussion amongst the commission. Commissioner Longton?
Yes, I have a suggestion, not specifically for this document in front of us now, but going forward, for the sake of members of the public that might be reading these things online, mm-hmm. When you have initials like LS, which we know to be land surveyor, and GIS and URA, the first time that they are used in the document, they should be spelled out, followed by the initials, so that they know what they're looking at.
That was done for land surveyor, but I take your point for the other abbreviations.
Yeah, land surveyor was spelled out, the other two were not.
Correct.
Yeah, we all know what they are, but the general public does not.
I'll make sure I put that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other discussion?
Was there a question in the last meeting about the appropriateness of notification and we were going to consult with the town attorney?
Meredith, do you have anything?
Did that occur?
That?
Was yes. Was he happy with the notifications?
Yes, he was.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion?
So the only question I have is, we do a lot of development, we're pro-development, but my problem is developers come into town and they either clean cut the property and then drive away for 6, 9, 10, 12 months, who knows? We see it on Old Colchester right now, there's a couple completely scarred lots that are not being addressed. Is it possible to put a condition in that a developer, if he chooses to log or timber, will move in a timely fashion so these lots aren't scarred and left to vacant and then they all of a sudden don't get developed? Or
there is a regulation that we have in our regulations stating a certain acreage that you can clear up to a certain 1 acre.
You can't hear.
Is it?
I don't think this picks me up. Is that better? Okay. But each of these lots will need an individual zoning permit. So they should not be cleared until they come in for an individual zoning permit.
So I'd like to see that language added very specifically. That if that's the case, if that's what we're going to sign off on, I'm fine with that. But I'd like to see that language added as a condition.
So Commissioner Pike, would you like to amend the motion to include a condition that the regulation that Meredith mentioned be cited?
Yes, I don't know that number. Could you tell us that, please? It just prevents clear cutting and just all
it
of a sudden.
It does the I's and crosses the T's.
It just, we have too many of these things going on that just are left vacant.
And also, don't forget timber harvest. If they wanted to do a timber harvest and they came in before the IWC,
mm-hmm.
prior to, they can, that would be before the IWC, and that's an as-of-right determination. So this commission
sure.
couldn't stop a timber
yeah.
harvest.
Yeah, we saw it at the north end of Black Ash and Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
I don't have a problem with that. It's the clear cutting I have a problem with.
While this regulation is being reviewed, does anyone have any other discussion?
No.
You there, Ms.
Okay.
Cole.
I'm good.
Did it cover all the considerations that the public had, or especially the landowners that lived around that area? Was that all considered?
That is to be considered by the commission.
Yeah.
in as much as they can be in accordance with statute.
Correct. Thank you for that clarification. A short recess be helpful?
Doing a control find, trying to find it.
I'm going to make a motion for a 5-minute recess. A reminder to commissioners, please do not discuss the application in front of us during this recess.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. 5-minute recess begins at 6:22.
Back here at 6:30.
We'll be back here at 6. As it's 6:30, we'll call the meeting to order again. Recess was ended at 6:30. And Meredith, you were able to find the regulation that you had referred to?
Yes, the regulation is 4.10.5 under soil erosion and sediment control plans. It states a soil erosion and sediment control plan shall be submitted with any application for development when the disturbed area of such development is cumulatively more than 1 acre. Mm. The soil erosion and sediment control plan shall be submitted pursuant to section 15.1 of these regulations. A single family dwelling that is not part of a subdivision of land shall be exempt from the soil erosion and sediment control plan requirement. Also in our conditions, under the conditions prior to issuance of a zoning permit for individual lot development, number 9 states clearing limits shall be staked out by LS on all lots. So prior to them developing, they have to have an LS go out and stake out all of the clearing limits to make sure that they're per the approved plan.
Each individual lot.
Right.
Each individual
so
lot.
So they can't clear 5 lots because it's convenient because they're in the area and they're going to save money.
If they had 5 individual zoning permits?
Yes, they could. Okay.
Yes,
just want to be clear on the language on this.
Yes, they
okay.
Could.
Okay. Any other discussion?
We just need to add that condition.
You want to add a condition?
Do you have a recommendation how to add that condition since?
I believe.
Or do you believe that's covered?
I believe it's covered, but if you would like to add it to clearing limits shall be staked out by LS on all lots and then add per section 410.5.
Yes, please.
That's your motion?
Yes, to add that condition.
Okay, since I did the original second, I'll second it.
Right. Any further discussion? Mr. Secretary, can you take a roll call vote, please?
Yes.
And I'll go last.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Summers?
Approve.
Commissioner Public? Absent. Okay. Commissioner Poole?
Approve.
Commissioner Zarns? Approve. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Commissioner Stell?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
And Commissioner Lundy?
In favor.
All right.
Okay.
So that disapproved the amendment?
Correct.
Yes.
We still
that's
have
correct.
To vote on the.
Yes. Yep. So now we'll do. Do we have to make the amendment again? Or the. We don't have to make the motion again. No, we just vote on it. Okay. Could we do a roll call vote for the
motion.
The actual motion.
Oh, okay. Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
Commissioner Colby absent. Commissioner Poole?
In favor.
Commissioner Charles? In favor. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Commissioner Estelle?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
And Commissioner Lundy?
In favor. All in favor, the motion passes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to Item 8, Old Business, which is 24 Site 5, 303 Route 32. 070-004-000. The owner applicant is Lombardi Gravel LLC for proposed site plan modifications. The application was submitted on June 10th and received June 25th, and a decision is required by August 29th. We have the applicant's representation here this evening, Ms. Bartlett. Meredith, is there anything that you'd like to state before I invite Ms. Bartlett to do her presentation?
I'm just looking for the updated motion.
So a new motion we're going to get?
We'll get a new motion.
I'll put the old one right up there.
The updated plans that Ellen will address had addressed some of our previous conditions that we had suggested for you.
Okay.
So that is the plan we have in our packet?
Meredith, if you could just speak more directly into the microphone, please.
Sorry.
Sorry.
The July 30th is the updated plan.
Okay, so while Megan is printing that, Ms. Bartlett, would you like to do your presentation?
My name is Ellen Bartlett with CLA Engineers, and I'm representing the applicant. As you know, this is an application for a modification to a previously approved site plan, so I'm going to put both plans up just so that we can do a comparison.
Do you need assistance setting up? Would you like assistance setting up?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
The plans on your left is the original approved site plan, and the plan on the right is what we're coming in now with some modifications. This project is a redevelopment of an existing abandoned commercial site that has been an eyesore for a number of years. Can you hear me? And it's a redevelopment of an existing abandoned commercial site. And redeveloping a small site like this always results in a number of field modifications during construction. So this modification application is to address all those necessary field amendments. The first thing that happened out there is Eversource came along. Now, Eversource won't look at a site plan until after they have town approval. So this happens often. And they put their panels... They dictated that their panels go in the rear of the phase one building in the location where the dumpster pad was located on the approved plans, shown in blue. That's where the existing dumpster pad and enclosement was. So once Eversource got done putting in their panels and they required bollards in front of the panels, we had the dumpster pad got relocated across the aisle where it's shown in pink. Staff reviewed this in the field with us, and they recommended that we move the dumpster pad out into the front of the site because the way it is now, a garbage truck comes in and has to back out, which is not really that great of a situation. So on the modified plan, we've shown the dumpster location in the front, and just like it was suggested by staff. So that's probably the biggest modification to this site plan. So I wanted to cover that first. The second thing that happened was the parking on the approved plan was shown 3 feet off the property line, 5 parking spaces there. When it got built, it was built adjacent to the property line. We're suggesting, in our opinion, it's better to keep it that way because right now the garbage trucks are coming in. It gives them 3 extra feet for maneuvering in this aisle, emptying the dumpster, turning around, and getting out of the site. We don't want the garbage trucks to have to back out onto Route 32, which it's just not a good situation, as well as emergency vehicles. Not all of them can make it around the buildings just because of the way they were built 50, 60 years ago, I'm not sure. Just the way the buildings were located, you can't get all of the emergency equipment around the back, so they'd be pulling in the front, and they would want to be able to turn around before rather than back out onto 32. So that's a second revision that we're asking for with this modified site plan. A lot of the lighting on the site was modified when they actually built it. They realized that it was kind of dark on this south side of the phase one building, so they added some lighting along there. The mailboxes got put right in the front, and they wanted additional lighting there because people are coming in after work and it's often dark. They also wanted to put in a small light by each door to an apartment so that people could see their keys and get in. But when they also looked at the rear parking lot down below, they determined that we needed more lighting. So a freestanding light was added down in the corner, and two double lights were added along the access drive to the rear parking lot. One of these lights was actually built where half of the pole is on the neighbor's property. So we worked with the neighbor. He agreed to give an easement to the owner so that pole could stay where it was. And we have the attorney drew up an easement document. It's been signed by the abutting property owner. And if this site plan gets approved, we'll record that document, and there'll be an easement for that light pole. Do you want me to go through all the other small changes, one by one?
Might as well.
Sure.
Okay. I would be happy to. Okay. The retaining wall in the rear was built about 5 feet closer to the parking lot than was shown on the approved plan. It's not a big deal. It's still on their property, but it's not in the exact location, so I've shown that change on there. The original site plan called for metal guardrails all around. They went with timber guardrails because it's more aesthetically pleasing. The town's consulting engineer has reviewed these rails and has given us a letter saying he does not have an issue with switching from the metal guardrails to the timber guardrails. There are a number of bollards on the site. The original site plan called for 6 bollards to be moved in the front. On the modified plan, bollards were reinstalled because that is where all the mailboxes are. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic there, and they felt it would protect them with cars coming in into the site. There's a couple of other bollards that got moved just to make them work better with the site, and they've been shown on the site plan. Another thing we've requested on the modification plan is that the developer has installed the entire base course of pavement in phase one. We're asking to defer the surface course until after the construction is done on the phase two building because it'll get torn up and destroyed. This is a common practice. And again, the town's consulting engineer reviewed this and recommended that be allowed, and as it is a common practice. The other revision, the phase one building originally was just a renovation in totally interior. As they went through the building department and getting all the building permits, it ended up that the eastern side of the building really just needed to come out completely. There were just so many changes being made to it. We were cutting so many holes into it. And it's simply a metal building. It's really just a shell at this point. So it's a very simple thing to cut out, remove, and build again from scratch. But that's a change from what was originally approved. In the back of the Phase 1 building, there's an existing staircase that goes up to the upper level. It had to be reconstructed in place because it didn't quite meet today's building code. And also they were required to put a roof over it so that in the winter it wouldn't get ice on it and become a hazard. So that's also noted in these plans, that those existing stairs that were to remain on the first one were completely reconstructed to meet building code and to have a roof on them. I think that's pretty much all the major changes that were done.
Okay. And Ellen, the change to the northeast parking area, you're going to go back to the approved plan, correct?
Right. The original approved plan showed this paved area just squared right off. During construction, it got a little, there's an angle to it, so that really there was an extra parking space that you really couldn't get in. So as part, we're showing that that pavement is being removed. The part shown in red is anything we're changing from what was built in the last year. We're cutting out that pavement and putting stone there. And also this island up here at the top got kind of round, cut off because of the dumpster being there. We're going to put it back the way it was on the original approved plan. So those two things are shown in red.
Are you proposing that for Phase 2?
Phase 2, yes.
Phase 2, thank you.
We'll do that before the final pavement is done.
Where is the dumpster?
The dumpster is in the front parking area now, so that the garbage trucks don't have to drive around back and then back out.
Any other questions for Ms. Bartlett?
So which building is Phase 1? Because I'm looking at my print, and you keep pointing to...
Phase 1 is this building that when you drive in, you look right at. It's already been renovated. Phase 2 is the one right in front, that rusty metal building that
All
you
right.
see.
I just want to make sure I got that right. So it's 16 foot and between, so the fire trucks, etc., can get around as
yes.
we're looking in this, right, around
yes.
the building?
Yes.
Then it drops to 15 foot. So that's the choke point?
That's the choke point.
And then it exits at 14 foot.
Yes, that's why we've made it one way all the way around here. So that
so 14 foot's good.
The regulations call for 14 feet for a one way. So
fine. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Pike, that has not changed from the approved plan.
No, I was just yeah. noting it was 16, 15 down to 14. I just was curious. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Meredith, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Ellen has addressed all the changes that they made. Some, as we put in our staff report, were minor changes, but we wanted to make you all aware of the changes that did happen, such as the lighting. That is very much appreciated. The major change to the site plan would be the demolition of that Phase 2 building. That would all go through the building department. They would be required... They have requirements as far as how the demolition would happen, but that is a change from when you originally approved the plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Then in the suggested motion dated 8/27/24, the applicant is asking that front parking area, the five parking spaces, that it remain the way that they modified it. If the commission so inclined to allow that to happen, we would need to remove that from our conditions of approval.
Which number is that?
It's under number 2. So page 2, number 2, second to the last paragraph. I can mark it for you and bring it up.
Show parking in the southwest?
Correct. So if you agree that they can leave it the way they modified it, we need to remove that from the conditions. as well as the condition underneath of that, show free standing sign and location that does not increase the lawful non-conforming front setback. In the original plan, you approved the same location that they have on this plan, so they have not made a change to that. So you already approved that location, so if you want to stick to what you approved, we would need to remove that from the condition.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So this is a very long suggested approval. Would anyone like to volunteer to read it into the record? I'll read it without making it, or...
Oh, he'll well. Yeah.
Okay.
The motion to approve with the following conditions and modifications. Application 24, Site 5, modification of approved site plan application 22, Site 10, and approved phasing plan for 303 Norwich New London Turnpike 070/004/000 in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations and the application, supporting documentation, and a plan set entitled Modified Site Plan Multifamily Development 303 Route 32, Uncasville, Connecticut, dated February 7th, 2023, revised July 30, 2024, prepared by Green Site Design, LLC. General conditions. This approval is for the specific use, site, and structures identified in the application. Any change in the nature of use, site, or structures will require new approvals from the Planning and Zoning Commission or its duly authorized agent. Two, this project shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the approved plans. Three, a modified zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work on phase one. Four, a zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work on phase two, including partial building demolition. Five, no zoning permit for phase two shall be issued until all phase one requirements have been met and a CZC has been issued for phase one. Six, by acceptance of this permit and conditions, the applicant and owner acknowledge the right of town staff to periodically enter upon the subject property for the purpose of determining compliance with the terms of this approval. Seven, prior to issuance of a CZC for phase one, all site improvements shall be completed and an accurate and complete certified as-built survey shall be provided for review and approval by the CEO. No occupancy under this permit approval shall be initiated until a certificate of zoning compliance is approved by the zoning officer. The applicant and any successors and assigns agree to maintain the site in the condition as permitted and required by the site plan approval. Conditions to be met prior to signing of final plans. The plans shall be revised as follows. One, the following notes shall be added to the plans. Unless otherwise specified herein, this approval shall expressly exclude off-site encroachments that are not essential to the functional and physical integrity of required and approved on-site improvements. The acceptance of the alternative design for the retaining walls is based on a professional certification provided by the applicant's licensed design engineer, and the commission accepts no liability. The responsibility to maintain the site in the condition as approved lies with the owner and any successors assigns. Two, the plan shall be modified as follows. The site plan shall include all detail and information required by Section 17 of the zoning regulations. The existing condition survey shall be revised to show accurate, current, and complete existing conditions. The proposed retaining wall detail shall be eliminated and a reference substituted to the approved building permit for the alternative design certified by the project engineer of record. Show the limits of the easement for the light base and reference of the easement in the survey notes. Show parking in the southwest of the site to be installed as per the originally approved plan, including shifting the pavement north and replacement evergreen plantings a minimum of 6 feet high at planting along the property line from the street line extending east for 85 feet. Excuse me. Indicate surface treatment for landscape area as stone or mulch. Shift the dumpster location north to accomplish this modification and remove the note proposed mod to remove vegetation. Show freestanding sign in location that does not increase the lawful non-conforming front setback. conditions to be met prior to the issuance of a modified zoning permit for Phase 1. Bond in a form and amount approved by the town attorney and the town engineer sufficient to cover the labor materials for the final course of bituminous paving and parking lot stripping. Evidence of recording of the light pole easement of the Montville 1 land records. Final architectural elevations and floor plans for Building 1. Final plans as approved by the Commission as a digital format per ZR Section 17.3. Three sets of paper plans with any required revisions incorporated. Any required certificates and or approvals from state or federal agencies, i.e. CT, DOT, DEEP, Army Corps of Engineers, shall be provided. Any changes to the plans required by such entities may require a plan modification from the Planning and Zoning Commission or its duly authorized agent. A pre-construction meeting between the applicant, site contractors, project engineer, and town staff shall be held. Conditions to be met prior to issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance for Phase 1. Completion of all required site work per the approved modified site plan. Complete as-built survey certified to Class A2 accuracy. The as-built plan shall also contain a certification by a professional engineer that they have inspected the site improvements and that they have been installed in accordance with the approved plan. Any deviations or omissions must be noted. Conditions to be met prior to the issuance of a modified zoning permit for Phase 2. Completion of all required work in Phase 1 and issuance of a ZZC for Phase 1. Copy of the approved demolition permit for Phase 2 building. Final elevations and floor plans for Building 2. A pre-construction meeting with the PE of record and the contractor and town staff. Conditions to be met prior to the issuance of certificate of zoning compliance for Phase 2. Completion of all required site work per the approval modified site plan, including final pavement course and parking area striping, pavement markings. Complete as-built survey certified to Class A2 accuracy. The as-built plan shall also contain a certification by a professional engineer that they have inspected the site improvements and that they have been installed in accordance with the approved plans. Any deviations or omissions must be noted. Written evidence of Connecticut DOT approval of work within the state right-of-way. Should the Commission vote to deny this application, it shall state its reasons on the record.
Thank you. Would anyone like to second the motion?
Second.
Okay. I would like to propose a revision to the motion to omit the final two paragraphs of Section 2 regarding the parking in the southwest of the site and the freestanding sign and location.
So moved.
Okay, all those in favor of amending the motion?
We need a second that.
Aye.
Okay.
We need a second for the for my motion.
Thank you.
I got one comment, one question.
We got during discussion.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're in discussion, right?
No, we're not.
Yeah, sorry.
We have to move in a second. We're in discussion.
Would anyone like to second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The motion has been amended. Now we'll have discussion.
Okay. Question. I think there's a conflict. General condition number 4, zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work on Phase 2, including partial demolition. On the last page for conditions for modified zoning permit for Phase 2, copy of approved demolition permit for Phase 2 building. So they kind of contradict. One section you say you need a zoning permit to get the demolition permit. Here you need a demolition permit to get the zoning permit.
Could you give us your expertise?
Technically, for a demolition permit, there's no zoning permit required by state statute.
That's what I thought as well.
Speaking as a building official, so.
Should we remove general condition 4? or I'm sorry, the second half of general condition
modify condition four to eliminate the words including partial building demolition.
Are you making the motion?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor of further revising the approval motion?
Aye.
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 Any other discussion on the motion? Commissioner Longton.
Yeah, just a question for staff. Do I correctly understand that the conditions for the easement for the lighting pole has been agreed to by all the parties concerned pending approval from this commission?
It will be sent to the town attorney for a final review. But yes, he did review it, but he would need to do a final review because they need to put it on the plan. So he needs to review it against the plan once this approval starts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion?
Oh, yes. Have all the little problems that we had over there taken care of?
This application for the modification will address the things that occurred that weren't on the original approved plan.
So yes.
Okay.
With this approval.
So no one's living there.
Okay. So at this time, can we take a roll call vote, please?
Okay, okay. Let's get the thing out. Where is it? Right here. Oh, here we are. Okay. Commissioner Summers.
In favor.
Public's not here. Commissioner Poole.
In favor.
Commissioner Desjardins. I'm in favor. Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
Commissioner Stell.
In favor.
Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
And Chairperson Lundy.
In favor.
Okay.
Okay, the motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your flexibility last month. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that was the case for us as well. All right, moving on to new business. Item 9A is 24 Site 6, 1080 Route 32. 086-004-000. The owner is Drive-In LLC. The applicant is Sammy P. Inc. Principal is Sammy Petrowski for proposed office use in existing building. The application was submitted July 29th and received August 27th, and a decision is required by October 2nd. Meredith, what should we know about this application?
This application, the applicant is proposing to renovate the existing building that was previously used by the drive-in to house the concessions and projector for use as an office space and accessory storage space for the owner, Drive-In LLC, and the applicant, Sammy P. Inc. This will include the construction of a new sidewalk around the building, concrete parking spaces, a loading and unloading space, a dumpster enclosure. They will have compacted asphalt millings for the parking area circulation drive and any additional spaces that they need that are shown on the plan. They are also proposing a freestanding sign in the same location as a previous sign. And they are also requesting a temporary construction trailer. I gave you the background of the property in the staff report as to what zoning permits have been issued previously on this property. And just so that you know, this property is located in the C2 zoning district. And it's also included in the Route 32 overlay zone. The C2 zoning district does not permit business and professional offices. However, the Oz zone district allows for commercial structures which are allowed in any commercial zone in Mottville. The C1 zoning district, ZR section 10.2.3, does list business and professional offices as a permitted use. Per the applicant's response letter dated August 20, 2024, the proposed office space will be used for the administrative aspects of the business Sammy P. Inc. The applicant is also proposing to use part of the building as accessory dry storage for records and office materials and equipment. They have stated that they are aware that any use beyond the administrative office space and accessory storage requested as part of the site plan application may require additional permits and or zoning planning and zoning commission approvals. They have also included on the site plan before you, they are proposing an additional 1,578 square feet of landscaping. This area will include some landscaping islands at the existing building and a proposed strip between the parking area and Raymond Hill. And you can see that on your plan in the dotted gray line. I'm sure Dave McKay will also point it out for you. There are several callouts on the plan that say property line as depicted on reference map 1 and boundary line agreement recommended. There is no proposed work within this area. That's all outside of this area. If there were any proposed work in this area in the future, that should be addressed. All of my technical review comments that were dated August 15th, 2024 have been addressed in a letter dated and received on August 20th, 2024 from the applicant's engineer. Both documents are part of the record that you have. We did do a site inspection on August 21st to prepare our staff report. A copy of our inspection report is attached to your staff report. And then on August 22nd, 2024, Stacy, myself, the engineer, and the contractor for Sammy met on site and went over some additional details, and then Dave has made revisions to the plans. We had discussed the construction trailer as part of that, and he had added that onto the plan for you. They are asking for 4 items for you to make a determination of applicability, which is in our zoning regulations, section 17.5. I have listed the 4 regulations that they are asking for you to make a determination. I listed exactly word for word what the regulation says and then what they are stating their response to be. I'm sure Dave will go over those in detail with you. Other than that, I am going to turn it over to Dave McKay.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is David McKay with Boundaries LLC. I'm here tonight on behalf of the owner, Drive-In LLC, and the applicant, Sammy P. Inc. Also here with me tonight is Sammy Petrowski, the principal member of Drive-In LLC and Sammy P. Inc., and Rich Cheney of Sammy P. Inc. This is the former Drive-In Theater property. It's a 23.23-acre property with an existing building located centrally to the property. This site has been being cleaned up over the last few months under the zoning permit 24ZP24, and our proposed site plan is specific to improvements needed to allow the existing building to be renovated and converted into a small office space for Sammy's use. The building's 4,250 square feet. About 1,300 square feet of that will be converted to office space, with the remainder excess space being the accessory storage. We're proposing to continue to use the existing curb cut with no modification from Route 32, enter the site, drive straight out to the existing building. The location of the sign is right here at about the limit of the existing pavement. It's an existing sign with former downlights on it, and that'll have a address and business identification added to it. We've included a detail on sheet 3. This also meets a request of the fire marshal's office for adequate identification of the property. At the end of the pavement, designated an area for an anti-tracking pad where equipment would leave the site, and then also we've indicated the location of the existing wood chip berm that surrounds the downgradient perimeter of the site to provide erosion and sediment controls. Sheet 2 is a close-up view of the building, existing 4,250 square foot building. This line shown here on the plan indicates the split between the office space on this side of the building and the remaining space designated as storage. There's going to be a new concrete sidewalk installed around the perimeter of the building. There are multiple doors on the building. That sidewalk will provide access at each entrance, and then concrete parking spaces located along the front of the building with curb stops to prevent conflicts with the sidewalk. For about a 50-foot wide area surrounding the building, we've also proposed compacted asphalt millings, and that will provide a surface for circulation around the building, and also in accordance with the parking calculation, some additional parking spaces for use of the building based on the square footages of the office and storage space. Have a proposed concrete loading and unloading pad here, and our dumpster pad located here. There will be two landscaped islands in the front of the building that'll have some low perennial plantings, and then the landscape strip and mulch bed with some street trees and shrubs between the building parking area and Raymond Hill Road in this area. We also have on this plan our soil testing results and septic system application. This plan's been reviewed and approved by Uncas Health District from that perspective. Have our standard details here for construction of the sidewalk and the parking areas. Our concrete pad for the dumpster enclosure, the gate and fence surrounding it, and also the handicap accessible parking space requirements and landscaping. And here is the detail for the proposed sign. Very simple, just having the relevant information about the business and the address. And up here you can see this is a blow up of the zoning map with our property here located in the red C2 zone. We have C2 zone abutting on the other side of Raymond Hill Road, C2 zone abutting to the south, C1 zone abutting across Route 32, and then to the rear or north of the property we have our 20 zone. And then the blue is institutional State of Connecticut property. Our 20 zone properties are located here, and we're about 300 feet away from those with the proposed activity for our office use at the site. The temporary office trailer, as mentioned, is proposed to be located in this area here, so also well away from the property line and near the building and proposed parking areas. So we have requested, as Meredith mentioned, the determination of the following site plan elements as far as their applicability to this project. 17.4.5 is regarding a topographic survey of the entire property. We have provided topography with a 1 foot contour interval around the proposed building, which is the only area that grading is proposed as part of this site plan, and that grading is limited to ensuring that we meet ADA access requirements with slope limits from the proposed parking space there. 17.4.7 requires a wetlands delineation, and we know that wetlands exist in this portion of the property associated with Stony Brook. And we are about 300 feet away from that with the work proposed for this site plan and the improvements associated with the building. And there is the wood chip berm along the whole perimeter of the former paved limits of the site between that and the wetland areas. So we feel they've been adequately protected, and our work as part of this project is substantially far away from those wetlands. So we've requested a determination of applicability for having those delineated on this plan. 17.4.15 requires evaluation of the stormwater drainage system on site and within 100 feet of the property. Prior to the zoning permit, this property included about 12.4 acres of asphalt pavement. That's all been removed, and now the site is stabilized with a pervious processed stone surface that keeps down dust and also prevents erosion of this very flat 2% sloping area. And no change was made to the overall drainage pattern on this site. Everything flows by sheet flow across to this area here. There is a swale, an existing drainage swale that runs along the southwesterly property limits out to the northwest corner as well. And none of that has changed. So with the significant reduction in impervious cover, runoff volumes will decrease and peak flow rates will decrease significantly. And also with that not changing the overall drainage patterns, we've requested that that evaluation of stormwater systems within 100 feet of the property not be required. And finally, 17.4.18, requiring building elevation drawings. This is an existing building. No modifications to that building exterior are proposed other than to install new doors and windows in the existing cased openings. So we've requested that building elevation drawings not be required. And finally, there was a $20,000 site restoration and erosion control bond that was posted as part of 24ZP24. That's going to be returned when that work is completed, and we've proposed a $10,000 bond to cover site restoration and stabilization of the area specific to the site plan. We've received approval of this plan from Uncas Health District, worked with Meredith to address town staff technical comments. We received no comments from the town engineer, and the comments received from the building department and fire marshal's office have been addressed or will be part of the building permit stage. So that's overall discussion of our proposal here, and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. McKay?
Yes. You're going to use an existing well on the property?
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting. And you're going to use an existing septic system?
Yes.
Where's the leach field?
Leach field is located here.
Really?
That runs from a 5,000-gallon septic tank that's located here. There's been a septic system inspection completed as part of the property transfer and a soil test completed with Uncas Health District to confirm that the soils are suitable for septic system. The existing well is located on the opposite side of the property, or opposite side of the building right here, and that's also been tested as part of the property sale.
Potable water, excellent.
Yes.
Who did the water testing?
About that.
Sammy, who did the water test?
LaFrambois.
LaFrambois Well Drilling Company.
Did you have a question, John?
Right there.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. McKay. Appreciate it.
We would like to ask if the commission could vote on this project tonight. We feel that we've addressed the comments, and the applicant is very anxious to get started on the work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. have motions.
All right. So the first order of business should be to look at the determinations that Meredith had mentioned and that Mr. McKay has addressed. Meredith, how would changes to these impact the motion? Would they impact the motion?
You just need to state on record if you agree with the request for the determination.
Okay.
It's in the staff report, but if you mention on record if you agree or disagree, which ones you do or do not disagree with, so it's on the record.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the first thing we'll look at is on the second page of the package. It's item 1, 17.4.5. I'm not going to reread everything. So I'll entertain a motion to waive this requirement.
So moved.
I'll think of that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, item 17.4.7. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll think of that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay. Item 17.4.15.
So moved.
Is there a motion? Thank you.
I'll think of that.
First and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? And finally, item 17.4.18.
So moved.
Think of that.
Any discussion?
Yeah, so I have a question. This is an existing building.
Yes.
That was an office at one time. And it's going to be an office again.
It was officially for the concessions, and the projectors were in there.
Yes.
I'm sure they did some accounting.
Okay.
Yeah, with the office, the snack bar, and the thing. Life handled that plate very well.
So, I mean, the only reason why I ask that question is this really irrelevant?
To this application?
Yes.
No. But you have to make that determination.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, so we made the motion, we seconded the motion, that was discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay. Now we'll move on to the suggested motion in our packet. Would anyone like to read it into the record?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Thank you.
Okay. I make a motion to approve a conditions application 24 site 6 for an administrative office and accessory dry storage for records and office materials equipment at 1080 Route 32. 086/004/000 in accordance with the Montville zoning regulations and the application supporting documentation and plan set entitled Property Survey, Overall Property Plan Prepared for Sammy P. Inc., 1080 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut, dated July 2024, revised 8/19/24 and 8/23/24, prepared by Boundaries LLC. Conditions. General conditions. This approval is for the specific use, site, and structures identified in the application. Any change in the nature of use, site, or the structure will require new approvals from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Two, this project shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the reference plans. Three, soil erosion sediment control shall be installed in accordance with the approved plan set and inspected by the zoning officer prior to the start of any work. Four, an approved zoning permit is required prior to the start of any work. Five, by acceptance of this permit and conditions, the applicant and owner acknowledge the right of town staff to periodically enter upon the subject property for the purpose of determining compliance with the terms of this approval. Six, no business use under this permit approval shall be initiated until a certificate of zoning compliance is approved by the zoning officer. Site specific conditions. Seven, all landscaping shall be maintained post-construction. Eight, site signage not shown on plan shall require an approved zoning permit prior to installation. Nine, outdoor storage of materials and equipment is not included as part of this site plan approval. Conditions to be met prior to signing of plans. 10, all plans submitted for signature shall bear the seal and live signature of the appropriate professionals responsible for the preparation of the plans. 11, The applicant shall also submit final plans as approved by the commission in a digital format per ZR section 17.3. 12, a list outlining how the conditions of approval have been met shall be submitted along with final plans submitted for signature. 13, a list outlining all changes to plans shall be submitted along with final plans submitted for signature. The list should cite the sheet number where each change has been made. Conditions to be met prior to the issuance of zoning permits. 14, four sets of paper plans with any required revisions incorporated shall be submitted to the Land Use Department for signature of the commission. 15, any required certificates and or approvals from state or federal agencies, i.e. Connecticut DOT, DEEP, Army Corps of Engineer, shall be obtained by the applicant and submitted to the Land Use and Development Office. Any changes to the plans required by such entities may require a plan modification from the Planning and Zoning Commission. 16, a soil erosion and sediment control and site restoration bond shall be posted in the amount of $10,000 in a form acceptable to the finance director. No bond or portion thereof shall be released upon a prior approval of the zoning officer and or director of land use and development. 17, a pre-construction meeting between the applicant, site contractors, project engineer, and town staff shall be held. Conditions which must be met prior to issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance. 18, complete as-built plans certified to Class A2 accuracy shall be submitted prior to the issuance of any certificate of zoning compliance. The as-built plan shall also contain a certification by a professional engineer that they have inspected the site improvements and that they have been installed in accordance with the approved plans. Any deviations or omissions must be noted. 19, no certificate of occupancy or other final work may be issued until the zoning officer is signed off on the final work. Note, the conditions of approval do not take the place of other requirements found in the town codes, regulations, and application instructions. Should the commission vote to deny the application, it shall state its reasons on the record.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, any discussion?
I'll second it.
A first and second. And a second.
Second.
No discussion. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
Public's not here. Commissioner Poole?
In favor. And welcome to the town.
Commissioner Poole, Commissioner Desjardins, I'm in favor. Commissioner Pike?
Favor.
Commissioner Estelle?
In favor.
Commissioner Longton?
Favor.
And Commissioner Lund?
In favor.
Okay, you're all in favor.
Right, the application is approved. Thank you very much.
Can I address the commission for a second, please? Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't address. I came down with COVID last week. I'm wearing this thing and I can't stand it. I gotta get out of here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
Okay, moving on to item 10, which is zoning matters and the zoning enforcement officer report. Stacy.
Thank you. Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This is the zoning and wetlands report from July 23rd to August 26th, 2024. Total inquiries made were 158. Total zoning permits open at the beginning of the reporting period were 322. 31 certificates of zoning compliance with field inspections were issued. 35 field inspections were conducted. 43 zoning permits have been issued and approved, giving a total of permits currently opened of 334. There are 4 new zoning complaints. Enforcement actions, 8 ongoing enforcement actions, 7 enforcement actions have been closed. There were no wetlands complaints. There are 3 ongoing wetlands complaints. No wetlands complaint to propose.
John.
And we had a total of two inland wetlands applications. One has been approved and the other one has been tabled. And no ZBA applications at this time.
Thank you very much. Is there anything in particular that you feel you should bring to our attention beyond what's in the report?
Not at this time.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Stacy? Okay, thank you, Stacy. Moving on to the Land Use Director report. I'm assuming there's none?
There's none.
Okay. There is also no correspondence this evening. As I mentioned previously, the executive session had been removed from the agenda. And so, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh,
nice.
Hey, you come tonight, it's an easy nap.
I guess. I just know how to.
You got a knack for it.
I guess I do.